reporter and columnist Jeff Shapiro joins us now from the Richmond Times-Dispatch for analysis of Virginia political news. And good morning, Jeff.
Sean, good morning to you.
Earlier this week, former governor and current DNC chairman Tim Kaine accidentally, on purpose, announced that he'd be running for Jim Webb's Senate seat? Question mark?
More to the point, John, he was outed as a candidate by Twitter. He was asked, Kaine, about this by students at a class he teaches at the University of Richmond. One of those students mentioned it to someone else, someone who wasn't in the classroom. That person, not in the classroom, then called a radio station in Charlottesville. It was broadcast by a talk show host on that Charlottesville station, and then was picked up by political bloggers and posted on Twitter. And needless to say, there was a quick scramble. Kaine's office at the DNC put out a statement saying that he was likely to run. This is just another garment dropping in this lengthy striptease. But it is also not the first time that social media has shaped the political race in Virginia. Just ask George Allen. And when you do, mention that word macaca. Now, of course, Allen is using social media, as Kaine presumably will, to round up support. Allen, in particular, is hoping to kind of reinvent himself for what he was, you know, a governor who served a generation ago. He's running these day-in-history features on Twitter, spotlighting what he was doing that particular day when he was governor. I suspect one item you're not going to hear about is that great crack he made to the Republicans when they nominated Ollie North for the Senate in 94. Remember, let's enjoy knocking their soft teeth down their whining throats.
As you mentioned, macaca incident and the new social media is haunted Allen, even if he's sort of turning that around. Do you think anything similar could happen to Kaine?
Oh, Kaine has baggage. There's no doubt about it. I mean, twice as governor, he tried to raise taxes for roads. The Republicans said no. He tried a third time to raise taxes as a lame duck heading out the door. He proposed a tax increase to cover the complete repeal of the car tax, which is a very important revenue source for local government. That didn't go anywhere. And then remember Jens Søring? This is the guy who could be the equivalent of Willie Horton in 2012. He's the son of a German diplomat. He killed his ex-girlfriend's parents. He's doing life in a Virginia prison. And Kaine signed an order releasing Søring's to the Germans. They could have sprung him in 2 years. That order was reversed by McDonnell, and the Republicans had a field day painting Tim Kaine as soft on crime.
There was a release earlier this week, some pretty good news about the Virginia economy, tax collections up, unemployment down. The implications for any of that?
Well, of course, if the economy is expanding and cash flow to the state treasury is expanding 17%, up 17% in February, this would have implications for a lot of those pet programs that the politicians like to underwrite, education. Transportation. Another sign that the economy is on the mend is the jobless rate is down to 6.5% from 6.7%, and that is the lowest in nearly 2 years. Virginia, for the most part, has come through the recession better than most states.
We've got about a minute left. Here's the contentious subject that really doesn't get a lot of media attention, redistricting, which started earlier this year in the state. What's happening with that now?
Several developments this week. Politico, the political news service, online political news service, reports that apparently the Virginia congressional delegation has cut a deal, essentially an incumbent protection plan to protect the 8 Republicans and 3 Democrats. The proponents of bipartisan or nonpartisan or less partisan redistricting are a snit over this. One of their advocates says it's nothing more than another example of politicians choosing their constituents rather than the other way around. Also, the governor has set up a commission to advise him on redistricting, and its concern is, will it be relevant? And according to a headline in the Washington Post, it promises to be relevant.
And, of course, the big story this week internationally has been Japan, the nuclear situation, their reaction here in Virginia. Anything slowing down, stopping?
Not Dominion's plans to open a third reactor at North Anna. That's continuing apace. There is that proposed uranium mine down in Southside Virginia. Of course, it's the end of the supply train and pretty much depends on what happens to the nuclear plant construction business.
Jeff Shapiro from the Richmond Times-Dispatch, thank you.
Thank you.